Hi everyone and welcome back.
I'm Danielle and you're listening to Crime and Mystery Canada.
I came across an article the other day and it really triggered my interest on a subject, so I decided to look at it a little further. And with my research, I thought it would be a good idea to share this with everyone. So today we're going to have a brief look at human trafficking in Canada. The article that I read the other day was on the CBC website and it was dated from February 3rd, 2021. And it's titled, Nova Scotia Woman Shares Story to Let Human Trafficking Victims Know They're Not Alone. This woman, who was 19 years old at the time of the incident, was attending St. FX University, but she'd gone to Montreal with some friends. Now, if you haven't been, Montreal is a really fun and interesting place to visit. So this young woman went out with some friends one night while they were in the city, and she believes that what happened was that her drink got spiked. She was then abducted from the bar by the men who had spiked her drink. It's believed that these men have or had ties to organized crime. She was brought to an apartment, repeatedly sexually assaulted, and then she was given a cocktail of drugs against her will. Her friends had contacted the police at this point to report her missing, and somehow, it doesn't specify how or it doesn't explain how, she managed to send one of her friends the address where she was being held. Her friends showed up with the police, and they managed to rescue her. She never ended up pressing charges against these men because of their affiliations to organized crime, but she did have to endure questioning by the police regarding her sexual history, promiscuity, because they were asking her if she often left bars with strangers, and you know, all the usual questions that we wish never were asked. And it sounds crazy to say this, but she was one of the lucky ones. She managed to get away. I don't know if you're like me about this. I know that human trafficking exists, that it's very real, but I didn't realize how much of it was happening so close to home. According to another CBC article from January 8th, 2021, a student from Ontario who was studying at St. FX University was arrested on multiple human trafficking charges in relation to a 16-year-old girl. They released this man's photo, trying to get other victims of his to come forward. This guy's name is Justin Barrett. Now, living in the Maritimes, I guess I naively thought that these things were not really prevalent here. They weren't common. I wasn't so oblivious to think that they didn't happen, but I guess it's more that I thought that they were more common in the bigger cities. But a report that came out this year discusses how human traffickers use corridors to move their victims and evade authorities. And apparently the Moncton-Halifax corridor is a common one that's often used. The perpetrators pick up the women in Moncton and will move them along the corridor, often ending up in Halifax, or sometimes they do move them to bigger cities. Now, sometimes they'll even change cars multiple times along the route just to evade authorities. And on top of that, apparently Truro, Nova Scotia, of all places, is the hub of human trafficking in Atlantic Canada. And the reason is its placement along the corridor. It's considered a key area for human trafficking because it's about halfway between Moncton and Halifax. And the really sad part about all of this is human trafficking victims, if they do actually manage to get away, they're often stigmatized and they find it really hard to reestablish themselves into society. Sometimes they even need to return to sex work out of desperation. We need to do more for victims of human trafficking. At least it's something we're finally talking about and it's bringing awareness to what's going on. If you need to talk to someone about human trafficking, if you're a victim, if you were almost a victim, or know someone who is, Canada has a hotline that can be reached 24/7, and the number is 1-833-900-1010. Thanks to everyone for listening to our episode. I hope you stay safe out there and have a good night.